The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net. The podcast listening habits of 13 to 34-year-olds have been highlighted by Team Whistle, a research company in the US and the UK. Two-thirds prefer podcasts to books. We link to the full research from our show notes and our newsletter today. Glow has launched Referomatic, a paid tool to incentivize your listeners to share your show. Neat idea. Volvo spent $2.1 million on podcast advertising in October, according to new data from Magellan AI, highlighting advertising increases. The automaker was promoting a luxury SUV. The top podcast advertisers were Amazon at number 3 with $2.7 million, ZipRecruiter at number 2 with $3 million, and at number 1.
Just going to take a quick break from the show and tell you a little bit more about BetterHelp.
Oh, BetterHelp.com.
That's right.
That's right. The number one slot, BetterHelp, an online counseling service. One for those still wondering how the Apple podcast charts work. Paul Colligan posts, I know all the cool kids say it's ratings and reviews that get you places at Apple Podcasts, but our client is currently and legitimately at number 5 in all of health and fitness without a single review. The podcast is Strength Changes Everything. The Tribeca Film Festival has added a new podcast section for the first time. Submissions will open for fiction and narrative non-fiction podcasts. Amazon Music has quietly launched in Mexico and Brazil. In Mexico, the company has also launched an exclusive podcast, En La Sala, hosted by Latin artist Becky G. There's also an original in Brazil, too. SiriusXM is the new destination for original, exclusive and popular podcasts, claims a press release promoting new podcasts with Marvel Entertainment. Well, we covered their relationship with Stitcher in 2018 and when they signed with Pandora and SiriusXM in 2019. The company's also announced further exclusives. According to Quill's Ultimate Guide to Branded Podcasts, 2021 will be the biggest podcast year yet. Yay! As with COVID-19 on the rise, advertisers move marketing spend towards podcasting to connect with their customers during lockdowns. Oh. And Experian have bought Tapad for $280 million. They work with companies like Podsites, Acast, Chartable, and AdsWiz, among others.
We're diving into a decades-long conspiracy theory involving the CIA and a deadly virus.
In podcast news, Science Versus has been looking at a pandemic, but this pandemic was in 1971, happened in Cuba, involved pigs, and might have been put there by the CIA. The Invincibles Park Assassins is a new true crime series from Ireland, taking listeners back to Dublin in Victorian times, an assassination squad to fight British rule, and the new police force set up to track the culprits. Whatever Happened To, from Curious Cast in Canada, looks at what happens after the cameras shut off and the reporters walk away. Just because a story disappears from the news doesn't mean it's gone after all. It's brand new and launched yesterday. And Whatever Happened To Pizza at McDonald's? It's nothing to do with the above podcast, I just found it as I was searching. But if you went to Podfest Expo 2019, you'll know the answer already, because right across the street from that hotel was the only McDonald's in the world that still serves pizza, even today. And that's an interesting piece of news that you never thought you'd hear on a podcast all about podcasting news. And that's the latest from our newsletter. Subscribe at podnews.net.